The following sermon was presented at the Southside Church of Christ in Smyrna, Tennessee. Thank you for taking the time to listen. Please follow the noble example of those in Acts 17:11 and search the scriptures to find out whether these teachings are true and accurate. If you have any questions or concerns, you can find our contact information on our website at defendthegospel.com. That's defendthegospel.com. And now to the sermon.
Ezekiel chapter 33. We'll start reading in verse 1 down to verse 11. Again the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of your people and say to them, When I bring the sword upon a land, and the people of the land take a man from their territory and make him their watchman, when he sees the sword coming upon the land, if he blows the trumpet and warns the people, then whoever hears the sound of the trumpet and does not take warning, if the sword comes and takes him away, his blood shall be on his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet, but did not take warning. His blood shall be upon himself, but he who takes warning will save his life. But if the watchman sees the sword coming and does not blow the trumpet, and the people are not warned, and the sword comes and takes any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at the watchman's hand. So you, son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Therefore you shall hear a word from my mouth and warn them for me. When I say to the wicked, O wicked man, you shall surely die, and you do not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. Nevertheless, if you warn the wicked to turn from his way, and he does not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but you have delivered your soul. Therefore you, O son of man, say to the house of Israel, Thus you say, If our transgressions and our sins lie upon us, and we pine away in them, how can we then live? Say to them, As I live, says the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn from your evil ways, for why should you die, O house of Israel? Ezekiel was one of three prophets who all served, if you will, about the same time, and that was during the beginning of the Babylonian captivity. Jeremiah prophesied in Jerusalem to those who were left in the city. Daniel prophesied in the palaces of Babylon to the royalty and to the upperclassmen. And you have Ezekiel, who prophesied to those Jews who were in captivity, who were already serving as slaves in Babylon. This is Ezekiel chapter 33, is the second time that we have had God call Ezekiel as a watchman, first time, 20 chapters earlier in chapter 13. And most, or a decent portion of the, up to this chapter, is about Ezekiel warning the people. A warning about the destruction of Jerusalem. The people didn't believe it was ever going to happen. God hasn't destroyed Jerusalem to this point. It's his holy city. He's not going to start now. As it turns out, they were wrong. It was destroyed. And that's actually recorded for us in Ezekiel 33, verses 21 and 22. The other portions of Ezekiel up to this point deal with God's feelings, if you will, towards the people. His emotional response to how he has provided so much for his people, for the Jews, and how they've still neglected him and sinned. And in this, again, is the second time Ezekiel has been called to be a watchman. Now, watchmen have existed as a job for a very long time. Years before this, many, many years after, you have a city, a citadel, a fortress, a township, a village, ranging from small to the incredibly well-defended and large. And you will always have people whose job is to stand at the walls, or to stand at fortifications a few miles out, or to be on horseback riding around outside the town, or whatever means. And their one job is to be a watchman. They're to look. They're supposed to see whenever a group of people are coming, to know if they're about to be attacked, to send message and alert the people so they can defend themselves, escape, whatever be necessary. We as Christians serve as watchmen to the entire world. We have recorded for us in this book a record of a judgment that is going to take place at the end of days. We know it's going to happen. We see it coming. And our job is to send message, whether it be us or whatever means it may be, to everyone else who doesn't realize this and let them know about it. If you'll turn over to Joel chapter 2. Joel chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. Blow the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming, for it is at hand. A day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness. Like the morning clouds spread over the mountains, a people come, great and strong, the like of whom has never been, nor will there ever be any such after them, even for many successive generations. And then in the same chapter, Joel chapter 2, down in verses 10 and 11. The earth quakes before them, the heavens tremble, the sun and moon grow dark, and the stars diminish their brightness. The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great. For strong is the one who executes his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible. Who can endure it? Many of the prophets' purpose was to speak of a judgment day. Whether this be the final judgment day, whether this be the destruction of Jerusalem, whether this be a message to any of the other major nations, Babylon or anything else, many of them spoke of a day of the Lord's reckoning, a day in which the Lord would have vengeance upon those who did not obey him. Regardless of which of these days it was talking about, all share the fact that it is a day of terror and death to those who do not obey God. Again, we as Christians see this day coming. We don't know when it is. We don't know how far it is away. We don't know if it's going to happen tonight or tomorrow or long after we're dead. But nevertheless, we know that there is a horrible day coming in which we are told by Christ himself that many people are going to be disobedient to him, in which they will receive eternal punishment. It is our responsibility to go tell them, to teach them. If they don't listen, that's their problem, but we have to present the message to them. If you'll turn over to Matthew chapter 25, this is a passage that speaks directly to the final judgment. Matthew chapter 25, verses 31. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, "Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." And then skipping down to verse 41. And he will say to those on his left hand, "Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." And then down to the last verse of the chapter, 46. And these will go away into everlasting punishment, speaking about those on his left hand, but the righteous into eternal life. That is the judgment that awaits mankind currently. Not the destruction of a city, of a nation even, but the judgment of all of mankind, where we will be sorted by those who have obeyed God and those who haven't. And as this passage says, those who haven't will be condemned to burn in hell. If you'll turn back to Ezekiel verse 33, this time just looking at verse 6. But if the watchman sees the sword coming and does not blow the trumpet, and the people are not warned, and the sword comes and takes any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at the watchman's hand. Papa already stated when he came up here tonight that we pass people all the time who do not know God. And every person who we see and have the opportunity to teach and don't, their blood will be on our hands. We will receive judgment for the fact that we never taught them, for the fact that we never spoke to them, we never warned them. Whether they listen or not is up to them, but we have the responsibility to strive every day to present the word of God to as many people as we can, because we're watchmen. We see the judgment day. We see a day in which God will have his vengeance upon those who don't obey him. And our chief responsibility, more so than anything else, is to warn as many as we can. Lastly, if you'll turn over to 2 Corinthians verses 5, or chapter 5, excuse me, and look at verses 10 and 11. I think this sums up the entirety of this fairly well. Again, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 10 and 11. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. The verse goes on, but that first part of 11 is that key statement. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. We are absolutely useless watchmen if we don't tell other people. We don't do our job. And that is our job, is to warn. And if we don't, we put our own final eternal resting place at jeopardy. And we threaten all of those who we don't tell. Because how can people know to obey a gospel that they don't know? How can they know that they need to turn away from their sin unless we tell them? One of the songs led tonight was, We Are the Bible. That's not the name. I don't remember the name. But the point of the message is many people don't actually just pick it up and read it. They're going to get it by us going out of our way to give it to them, by actually being the Bible, by being the message to them about what's going to happen, about the judgment that is to come, and letting them know that you should probably change your life around. You should probably do something about it. If you're here this evening, regardless of whether you're a Christian or not, I personally will testify to you. I will serve as a watchman to everyone here that there is a judgment day coming. If you are not a Christian, if you have not been saved, then you have no place in those that will be taken into eternal life. You will be one of the members who is subject to the terror and vengeance of the Lord. And the simple thing you need to do to fix that is know what He says and do it. You need to know what the Bible expects of you. You need to choose to believe what it says, that it is truth. And make the conscious decision that I'm going to stop living as I have and start living how I'm supposed to. From there, you make a public confession of your faith and you are baptized. If you have become a Christian and you have strayed away, then as a watchman to you, you also have no place in heaven. You are also a member who is going to be subject to the terror and vengeance of the Lord. Because if you die the way you are, you will not have died obeying God. If you are included in that number, you can come forward. We can pray for you. And we can help you in any way we possibly can. If you're subject to the invitation, please come forward.
Hello, dear friends. My name is Michael Pickford, and I'd just like to ask you a question. Are you a child of God? Are you really a Christian? I mean the way the Bible says to become a Christian. The Bible teaches that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God, Romans 10:17. After we hear, we must believe that Jesus is the Son of God. In John 8:24, the Lord said, unless you believe that I am He, you'll die in your sins. After hearing and believing, we must be willing to repent of our sins, change our lives, decide to serve the Lord, Acts 2:38. Now we're ready to confess our faith in Christ. Romans 10:9-10 says that with the heart we believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now we are prepared for baptism. The Lord said in Mark 16:16, he who believes and is baptized shall be saved. In Acts 22:16, Ananias said to Saul, why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized, and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Do you want your sins washed away? This verse tells us how it is done. After doing this, we are now a Christian, a child of God, and we are commanded to remain faithful to the Lord until we die in order to receive the crown of life. Revelation 2:10. Again, thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.